Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I had an epiphany. Took me a while. So I snagged this column written by Mark Thiessen. So Mark, he was chief speechwriter for Bush, George W., Republican, conservative, and he works for the American Enterprise Institute. They're funded by rich Republicans. Okay, so you know that. But this piece was posted in the Washington Post, and you also know that George W. can't stand Trump, so you know. That being said, I want to read this because it's actually fascinating. I don't like Trump. I never have. I just can't stand him. So when I read this, I had to show it to my wife and others and say, okay, do you buy what they're selling here? Is the guy accomplished? And he ruins that with his mouth. Donald Trump may be remembered as the most honest president in modern American history. Don't get me wrong. He lies all the time. He said that he enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history. Actually, they're the eighth largest. And that our economy is the strongest it's ever been in the history of our country, which may one day be true, but not yet. In part, it's a New York thing. Everything is the biggest and the best. It's true. But when it comes to the real barometer of presidential truthfulness, keeping his promises, Trump is a paragon of honesty. For better or worse, since taking office, Trump has done exactly what he promised he would. He kept his promise to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, something his three immediate predecessors had also promised but failed to do. He promised to crush and destroy ISIS, and 2 years later he is on the verge of eliminating the Islamic State's physical caliphate, their state. He promised to impose a travel ban on countries that he saw as posing a terroristic threat. And after several false starts, the final version of his ban was upheld in the Supreme Court. He promised to punish Syria if it used chemical weapons on its people. And like his immediate predecessor, he followed through not once, but twice. Fascinating. Trump pledged to nominate Supreme Court justices in the mold of Justice Scalia. And now, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh sit on the high court. Trump pledged to fill the federal appellate courts with young conservative judges, and so far the Senate has confirmed 29, more than any recent president at this point in his administration. Again, you know the context of this and how I feel about Trump. During his campaign, he told African-American voters, "What do you have to lose? I will straighten it out. I will bring back jobs. We'll bring spirit back." On his watch, African-American unemployment reached the lowest level ever recorded, and his tax reform included a little notice provision creating opportunity zones to try to revitalize struggling towns and inner city communities. Trump promised to cancel President Barack Obama's Clean Power Plan, withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord, approve the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines, and open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil exploration. He fulfilled all of those. On trade, he kept his promise to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and impose tariffs on steel and aluminum. He also committed to renegotiating NAFTA and the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement and sign new deals with Mexico, Canada, and South Korea. He committed to imposing tariffs on China to force it to open its markets and stop its theft of intellectual property, and is following through in that pledge. Whatever one thinks of Trump's trade policies, he's doing exactly what he said. He pledged historic increases in defense spending and delivered. He pledged to bring back manufacturing jobs, and manufacturing jobs are growing at the fastest pace in more than two decades. He pledged to sign right-to-try legislation to give dying Americans access to experimental drugs, and did. He pledged to take on the opioid epidemic and will soon sign a sweeping bipartisan opioids package into law. Where Trump has failed to keep promises such as building the wall or repealing Obamacare, it has not been for lack of trying Only in a few rare instances has he backtracked on a campaign pledge, such as when he admitted he was wrong to promise a complete withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan and reversed course. I'm glad he did. But whether one agrees or disagrees, it's not the point. When Trump says he will do something, you can take it to the bank. It's amazing. Yes, he did not pass his signature legislative achievement on the basis of a lie. If you like your health care plan, you can keep it, which is clearly worse than falsely bragging that your tax cut is the biggest ever. The fact is, in his 2 years, Trump has compiled a remarkable record of presidential promise, keeping it. He'd probably say it's the best in history, which may or not actually end up being true. It's too soon to tell. Again, look, I don't like him. I just don't. He's a bad guy. He shows no compassion, no kindness, can't control his mouth. He's abusive. He's a misogynist. He's a sexist. He's narcissistic. He's all those things. But this, it's hard to argue with this, is it not? And by the way, this is what I get all day long. My close friend, Rob, my son's godfather, this is what he says. Yeah, I don't like him. He's not my kind of guy. But prove me wrong, Marty. How has he not succeeded? And I stutter. And my friend Frank LaGrotta, who I really like and was once in Harrisburg, one of the most powerful there, and I admire and respect his opinion, jumped in on this. And I snagged him this morning because I like his opinion. I want to hear what he has to say about Trump, his promises, his ability to deliver, and the fact that folks hate this man. Hate this man. It's just the truth. Nancy, did you not say this about Hillary Clinton? Wasn't that the argument? Anyone but Hillary. That's what it ended up being, is it not? That's what Rob says. Anyone but Hillary. So you didn't like her. She is brilliant and understood the world as well as general citizens. So is that sexist? No. No. I'll tell you what my deal with Hillary is. I have several friends that worked with her and for her, and she was really nasty to them. That's it for me. If you're not good to people, I'm not good to you. Real simple for me. Folks, jump in here. Is Trump as accomplished as this article suggests? 866-391-1020. Have I been wrong about him all along? 866-391-1020. Marty Griffin. All right. Trump. Try to take his personality out of it. Some of the stuff he's done. I'm eating a little crow here, so you folks know this. Actually, a lot of crow. He enforced President Barack Obama's red line against Syria's use of chemical weapons. He's taken a surprisingly tough line with Russia. He recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. He withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement. He got NATO allies to kick in $12 billion more toward our collective security. He has virtually eliminated the Islamic State's physical caliphate. He admitted he was wrong in Afghanistan and reversed Obama's disastrous withdrawal. He enacted historic tax and regulatory reform that has unleashed economic growth. He's installing conservative judges who will preside for decades. He, not Hillary Clinton, was inaugurated as president. That was the shtick, anyone but Hillary. You remember that? I kind of preached that. Frank LaGrotta, my friend, how are you, my man?
Marty, how are you? How you feeling?
Excellent, excellent, brother.
God bless you.
I go way
and
back.
And your wife.
Thank you. I go way back with Frank. Frank, we go back what? At least 15 years, brother.
At least. 20, maybe.
Yeah, Frank, very, very powerful leader in Harrisburg. We've always been friends. He's very intelligent, Democrat. I loved seeing your name in relation to this article. And you heard me, Frank, and you've known me for years. Frank, I don't like Trump. I can't like that kind of man. I just can't. However, sometimes the truth will set you free, Frank, but you don't buy what I'm selling here, do you?
No, because... See, I don't dislike Trump.
Yeah.
What I don't like is what he's done to our nation, what he's done to our standing abroad. I mean, if you go down the list that you just read before I came on, I didn't catch all of it. Let's just take, you know, first of all, Mark Thiessen, who I know works for the American Enterprise Institute.
Right.
He worked for George Bush.
He did.
And he's a Fox News commentator. He's paid to write this stuff. Yeah. And the Post gives him a platform.
Sure.
But let's just get down. Let's start at the top of what Thiessen writes. He says Trump eliminated the ISIS caliphate.
Yes, sir.
Which is the caliphate is the land that ISIS controlled
sure.
in Syria.
Yeah.
Now, how did he do that, Marty?
He
did that with the lives of 12,000 Kurds.
But hold on, he did it. He did it, Frank.
Wait a minute, hold on. No, no. He
Scott Pelley was there last night.
Now listen.
Yeah.
He just allowed the program that Obama and the Obama Secretary of Defense had started, training and using the
Kurds he did it,
as
Frank.
Allies.
He did it.
No, he didn't do it.
He did.
Because he didn't do it.
Okay, we could spend all day on this, but everybody agrees that he did.
Listen to me.
You're being stubborn, Frank.
Okay, listen. He got rid of the caliphate. But what do we have now? He betrayed our Kurdish allies.
Most Americans don't care, Frank. What they care about is there are no more American soldiers being killed. Let's move on. Hold on. We're not going to argue this all day, Frank. I have a few minutes with you. I don't want to waste it. Tax cuts. Tax cuts. Let's move on, Frank.
Tax cuts. What about tax cuts? Yeah, he cut taxes. Has anyone other than the top 1% benefited from it?
Yes.
My taxes went up last year,
Well,
Marty.
That's you, Frank. But most Americans benefited. Income is up. Unemployment is at a 60-year low, Frank. 60.
It's actually at a 50-year low, Marty.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So?
Yeah, you know why, don't you? Because so many people are unemployed. Once they stop looking for work, they're not counted amongst the
Frank,
unemployed.
Frank, you're playing ignorant now, and you're a smart guy.
No, Marty.
You're playing right into my hands.
Go ahead. Go down the list.
The judges. Supreme Court. He did exactly what he said he would do.
But he did. Keep in mind, he didn't know Kavanaugh Gorsuch from you and me.
Still did
it. That was Don McGahn.
Still did it.
That was Don McGahn.
Come on.
And the Federalist Society. Okay. He nominated two Supreme Court judges. He got him passed. Okay, go ahead.
The economy. It's insane.
Have you know, the economy... I don't know, Marty. A lot of people are predicting a recession in the fourth quarter.
But it's not happening. But I'm talking about today. See, what you're doing is you're playing into his hands for re-election. Every Democrat out there is listening to you saying, this is why I don't like Democrats anymore. They just won't acknowledge, look, I don't like the man, but he's had success.
You think Donald Trump's had success?
I do.
He promised us cheap, better health care. Nothing.
More Americans have health care today than any time in history.
Yeah, but do you know what they have, Marty? They have street insurance. Because when they took away the basic minimum standards of Obamacare, which they did in the tax cut bill,
they preserved most of Obamacare, Frank, and you know that.
No, Marty, they didn't. They took away the basic minimum coverage.
More Americans have health care now than any time in history.
Is coal coming back, Marty?
I don't want coal back, son.
Well, no, but he promised it. How about infrastructure, Marty? Where's that? Is it infrastructure week again this week?
Well, Congress wouldn't. Congress wouldn't pass it. They wouldn't even discuss it.
Did he ever send a bill? Did he ever send a bill to Congress?
See, so Frank, in your world, he didn't do one damn thing. Nothing.
No.
Exactly.
I want you to think about
30 seconds, Frank.
While we're talking about all this and we're all caught up in impeachment.
Right. I'm not.
Hundreds if not thousands of babies slept in cages last night in your name and mine, Marty.
Okay.
I want all you people to listen.
Most Americans want immigration control, Frank. Most do.
I don't think they want kids on cages, Marty, sleeping in concrete.
And they're not in the cages. I've seen the video just like anybody else. Frank LaGrotta, it's a pleasure, my man.
Love you, Marty. Take care of yourself, please.
There you go. That's a Democratic leader. He's a very smart man. Was at one time one of the most powerful men in Harrisburg. Are you buying what Trump is selling? Are you a convert? 866-391. Or you think Trump should be a convict? 866-391-1020. Again, you know the context. You know where I'm coming from with Trump. You know how I feel about the guy. So when I read this piece about Thiessen, and again, yeah, he's from a conservative think tank. Yes, I get it. But it's hard to argue the facts, right? Although Frank would. I mean, it's hard to argue about the unemployment numbers. It just is. It's hard to argue about the stock market. It just is. It's hard to argue about the caliphate. It just is. It's hard to argue about tax cuts or Supreme Court justices. So I have very, very close friends who are very, very conservative. And they say, what do you want me to say, Marty? I don't like him. How could I like him? He's obnoxious. However, comma, look what he's done. And if you hold an article like this up to me and then you display the facts, you'd leave a guy like me just stuttering. Or you leave a guy like Frank defenseless. But he came to a gun battle with a squirt gun because really, Trump is performing at a level we haven't seen in a long, long time. But what happens is I get caught up in the rhetoric. Should I? Or should I have an epiphany and hug the guy with Wendy, group hug? Think about it. So there's a piece in the Washington Post by a guy who writes for a firm that is a think tank for conservative Republicans, and he wrote George W. Bush's speeches. You get it. Basically says, yeah, Trump's a big liar, but he's also been unbelievably successful. And if you read through the litany of things that Trump has done, and I've heard them now for 3 years, almost, it's hard to argue a lot of it. I mean, you don't have to like him, and many folks don't. I'm going to see what my man George thinks. George.
My man Marty, I got a champion, Mr. McGrotta, who I don't know much of, but I remember the name.
Yeah.
Because you were pretty sharp with the man. I don't know if you're using the Socratic method to get convinced on one way or the other yourself. Going back to the economy, okay, we could talk about that all day, up and down. Going back to these little contractions on these graphs and charts, those are in the seat. And I'm preaching to the choir. You're privy to more info than I am.
Right.
Those are what we saw back in 09. And I think we only saw one of them before we started the skit.
Right.
We saw two back-to-back months.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can get somebody on, some of your experts are on Sunday mornings.
But hold on, George, let's get down to it here. He's been a success, has he not?
I voted for the man.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking that's a feather in my cap, so it depends. Now, I'm very objective.
It does. It does. It depends. You're right, man.
It depends what we're talking about. I spoke to Wendy, first time I called her since she's been on her own, on Friday, about my disdain for what Trump did to the Kurds. That was one of his platforms. I love the Kurds. Let's arm the Kurds and take them under our wing.
But George, most Americans could care less about the Kurds.
Let's get to that too, Brad. You said that to Mr. Legrada. Most Pittsburghese cared about 1 foot of fun in 81. That's what we were all getting laid up. 100,000 of that. Okay? That's all they cared about. It's what another jock on there. Chris Morton calls it the Roman Circus, and it is.
George.
That's all the
George.
Thing. I was in the mill, Marty.
George.
What I'm getting at is,
George.
When we were laid off, and when we had people come around like the late, great Mr. Hyde.
George.
We actually talked to him about the unemployment numbers, like Mr. Legrada just said.
George.
They are very deceiving.
George. Right? As long as the economy is humming along the way it is, no one's beating the man, especially not Elizabeth Warren, which I'm going to get into. Look, I don't usually do this, but thanks, George. I love him. I've loved him for years. As a great recollection of history. Look, I usually don't do this, but this article grabbed me. I had my wife read it, and she doesn't like Trump. She will not vote for him. But, I mean, to make this about the Kurds, Americans don't care. What they know is soldiers won't be getting killed there. And how does this affect their bottom line? Lou, my man, Robinson. What's up, Lou? Lou, I owe you a call. 866-391-1020. Look, I got hit in the face with this. I read it late Friday. I showed it to my wife and a couple of friends because I have so many misgivings about Trump and his volatile personality and his flat-out ignorance and demeanor towards women and his demeanor towards other people and world leaders. However, comma, facts don't lie, as you would suggest. Maggie.
Hey, Marty, thank you. And I got to give you props. I do. I got to give you props for reading that article.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
My friend who I like dearly sent me a little article, and it said like this. It's you go on vacation, and you come home, and you got raccoons in the attic. Have you heard this? You got raccoons in the attic, and you can't handle them yourself.
Right.
But you had to call an exterminator.
Right.
And the guy comes over, and maybe he has like BO. And he goes up into the attic, and he's bending over, and maybe he's got a little crack going in the back of his pants.
Right.
But he takes care of all those raccoons.
Nice.
Like you never could.
Nice.
And I mean, he did the job.
Right.
Now, that's how I think about Trump. I got friends
because he's obnoxious.
Oh, hey, I got friends that were out of work for a long time, 3 years. They got jobs now.
I have friends whose businesses are blowing up. The real estate market here is insane.
Yeah, and I got friends in the military.
Right.
I got friends on an aircraft carrier that emailed me and
said. They love them.
Yeah.
They love
them. And then, I'll tell you what, even in my own, I don't have a lot of money.
Cops love them.
Yeah, and I don't have a lot of money, but I made some money in the stock market.
It's true.
And I said to the guy, I said, hey, listen, I want to get my brother a car.
Yeah.
He said, okay, Mac, deal, take some money out. Get your brother a car. You know, Trump gave you some money here. The market's booming.
It is.
So, you know what? I'm going to vote for him. I was afraid to call you and admit this because people know me. But I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, and they get angry because you're female and how dare you, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You can't believe it. Especially in Pittsburgh. And you know that there is such hatred out there. I mean, it goes beyond dislike.
I have I have a business partner who may be the smartest person I've ever known. Ever. And she looks me in the eye and says, I cannot like anyone that voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
She may be the smartest person I've ever known.
I've lost friends over it. Used to be in a little cooking club. And when they found out at the table that I voted for Trump, they told me to leave the table.
Seriously?
Yeah.
See, I don't see life that way.
I mean, it's just the way it is now. I'm scared about this kind of stuff, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
No, man.
But I got to give you props.
By the way, that story you told was beautiful. That metaphor was extraordinarily good. Thanks, Maggie.
Bye-bye.
Call her anytime. She was amazing. She's right. Hey, Lou, go ahead.
Yes, Robert. I just got to say, you're more fair and balanced than Buck Smith is. I guess got to say that right off the bat.
It's true. Shepard Smith is an old friend. I've known him for 25 years. I loved having Shepard Smith at Fox. But you know what? He goes away. He was making $15 million a year. He'll be okay.
Yeah, but, you know, my whole feeling behind the whole thing, it's not about the money, how much money I made in my investments.
True.
Matter of fact, I'm in the same boat as Frank. I actually paid more in taxes in the previous years. But morally, and I can't support the guy morally just because when he gets up there, and I do watch his speeches, and he says ass.
Oh, yeah.
And bitch.
Hold on, Luke, give me this. Is he not? But he's accomplished. These facts are facts, right?
Yeah, but I'm not a money grabber.
No, I didn't say that.
I mean, the first person...
That's not the discussion. The discussion is he successful on paper? And I say, yeah, he is.
But you know what? I morally, I cannot support the guy.
I get it. Hey, a champion, I want to grab you. I'm so glad to hear from you. I wanted to talk to you. Could you please grab his phone number, please? I want to use him down the road. All right. Hang in there, champion. So, from the Labor Department, this is all... an epiphany I had over the weekend about Trump. I don't like the man. I just don't. We would never, ever get along. He could never be a teacher because he ain't got no class. But I'm arguing the numbers because they don't lie. Although some say they do. But this from the Labor Department and CNN. Since they started keeping records of minority unemployment, both black and Hispanic or Latino, in the 1970s, the lowest unemployment for minority groups in history. And in many regions of the country, the biggest gains in salary. I don't know what I'm supposed to say about that other than this is the Labor Department and CNN. I wanted my friend Champion. I'm glad he called. Good morning, sir.
Well, I'm glad you... Good morning, Marty. Good to talk to you again, my friend.
It's
I'm glad
pleasure.
You started with that. I just got a quick laundry list. Having been black for 65 years, I can tell you without question... Black folks, for the greater number, do not get how white folks like this guy. So there may be a sprinkling of black folks and a sprinkling of Latinos that are in his corner,
and some
of them, I'm sure, are being paid off. Black folks that I know across the board, and I'm talking all of my high school friends, college friends, all of my colleagues, but the greater number, 95%, don't get how white folks vote this guy in. But let me go back.
And by the way, the voting numbers indicate that he'll get 5% support, maybe.
Yeah. And so the lady that called in and offered that analogy about the guy clearing out the raccoons. Let's take that story a little further. So let's say he kills the raccoons, gets rid of the raccoons. On the way out the house, that same guy steals your credit cards out your purse when you're not looking and cusses your mother because she makes a comment about his BO and fondles your 16-year-old daughter on the way out the door.
Yeah.
You still voting for him? So you can praise the goodness
of
somebody.
Hold on, let me stop you. And I think most Americans say yeah.
No. You know, then that goes back to my initial point as to we don't get how you support how some people, most white people, support a guy who would do that.
By the way, Republican support, he's right again, Republican support is about 95%, the highest ever. Go ahead.
How you can support the guy because he cleared out your raccoons and fondled your 16-year-old daughter at the same time is beyond me.
Hey, champion, hold on. I don't want to lose you here, but I have to ask you ultimately, and tell me I'm wrong here. So you'd rather see more black folks unemployed than support Trump?
Of course not. I'd rather see more black folks employed and no Trump.
I get it.
So that's a different way to present it.
Hold on. Someone is radically left socialist as Elizabeth Warren. Is that favorable to you? And I know you. Doesn't seem like it, sir.
I'm a Joe Biden guy.
Yep.
I'm a Joe Biden guy. I'm an old school guy.
Yep.
So, no, I am middle of the road. Everybody should get as much as they can that's fair and equal.
Yep.
And I am opposed to this selling out of morality to accept this man,
and
regardless of what damage or detriment he does. The coal mines are still closing. There's no booming steel mill. The farmers are suffering. People talk about some people making money. Not everybody's making more money. Farmers are crying. This China thing is killing people. Nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about how welfare hasn't budged. You know, you've got more people employed, but the welfare problem is still a problem. I've gotten on KDK particular individuals, but I've gotten on KDK in the past. Come to the black community.
Yeah.
Do some shows in the black community. Talk to black people. Don't just talk to white folks.
Yes, sir.
Don't just talk to white folks that are doing well.
Yes.
Talk to black folks who are not doing well and get a real perspective on how they feel about this guy. This guy is the worst thing that happened to this country.
Thanks, my man. You're always welcome. I grabbed your number so I can call you, all right?
Please do.
All right, man.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.